means to be human, flesh and bone, the spirit and the soul. If I cannot earn your love by trying to measure up, why do I think I'd lose it in the lows? Somehow you see through my heart, and you welcome me with open arms, just as I am. In the good, in the bad, you still understand, and you never stop loving me, just as I am. With the heart of the Father and grace like no other, you never stop loving me, just as I am. With my wondering, always knowing what I need, with a gentle hand you show me where to go. No, there hasn't been a moment you were calling out to me. I heard your voice and now I'm coming home, just as I am. In the good and the bad, you still understand.
Well, good Sunday morning, everybody. Welcome to the Labor Day, pre-Labor Day, Sunday morning praise with CA here on the iHeartRadio Network. Hope everybody's enjoying their holiday so far. You get that extra day off tomorrow. Yay! How about that? Well, we want to get you up and rolling and praising the Lord this morning. But I want to remind you, before we get started, you can always email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. I am CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. We are here at beautiful Faith Studio 1. Guess where? In beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Very hot day. Yesterday topped off to 102 years old. How about, I mean, 102 years old. Look at me losing my mind. 102 degrees. That's right, 102 degrees. Too much coffee this morning. Let's talk a little bit about sincere devotion. You know, the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Scripture reminds us the fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, joy, gentleness, and self-control. You know, when we seek to produce the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, or we put it in more efficiently or accurately, I should say, we should always allow the Holy Spirit to produce His fruit in our lives. You say, I am powerless to produce such fruit. You don't know how weak or self-centered I am. You it's usually utterly impossible for you or me to do so. Well, with that I agree. That is, we cannot produce this fruit in our own strength. In fact, friends, when the Spirit of the Lord dwells in us and has control in our lives, He will produce that fruit. Our responsibility is to cultivate the soil of our hearts through sincere devotion and surrender, so he might find favorable ground to produce his fruit. I might have a fruit tree in my yard, but if the soil isn't enriched and the bugs carefully destroyed, it will not yield its full crop. So what keeps the Holy Spirit from producing fruit in your life? Opening up and giving it to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Because you want the Holy Spirit to dwell in you. All right. Now we're going to kick it off with Sunday morning praise. Yesterday I was out and about and I saw this gentleman, him and his wife. You know, a lot of us have it rough, but not near as rough as what other people are going through in today's time. Everybody's got issues and problems. These people, poor people, were living out of their car, him and his wife, and heart just bled for them, and they had their German Shepherd with them. I'll tell you, friends, there's a lot of people that are in really bad shape, and we need to continue to uplift and pray for people. And you know, and they were just going to the nearest McDonald's over there to get their dog some water. And I kind of feel a little bad for him, you know. So situations like that, or, you know, where they get evicted from their home or something, makes it kind of hard. But anyway, and if you're going through any kind of difficult situation, here's a Toby Mac song for you on Sunday Morning Praise. Good morning. Help is on the way.
Shed his blood, his return is very close. so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Now when the sky was starless in the void of the night,
our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
Amen. Sunday morn praise with CA on the iHeartRadio Network. Our God, that's right, our God is an awesome God. Very much so. And, you know, like I said, whatever you're going through, whatever trials and tribulations, just know He's got it. He's got you in the palm of His hand, and He loves you. He is our Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and Almighty God. Friends, I want to remind you, if you have any prayer requests, please email them to me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. We want to pray for you and everything, okay? Here's a Newsboys new song on Sunday Morning Praise called Magnetic. Wake up and drink you some coffee.
Magnetic.
That's right, when Jesus, sing it one more time, boys. Amen. Gold City on Sunday Morn Praise. The Midnight Cry when Jesus comes again. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Jesus will be coming. We just don't know when that's going to happen. Well, you know, Matthew West has got many songs out, guys. He has an oldie but goodie, similar to an oldie but goodie. And, you know, there's situations maybe where someone has wronged you or maybe... And you're having a hard time forgiving somebody. And maybe whoever might be listening on our airways, on our podcast show, realizes the other party, you wronged them. You know, God is a loving and forgiving God, but as a brother or sister in Christ, we should forgive each other. Even if it's hard, you may not forget, but you can forgive. Matthew West has got this song, one of my favorites. many favorites of Matthew West. Forgiveness on Sunday. Morn praise. Good morning.
Show me how to reach the unreachable.
Sunday Morning Praise with CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. I'm getting ready. I got two more songs left before we get ready to close out our Sunday Morning Praise on August the 5th, 2021. Yesterday, I wanted to share this with you guys. Yesterday, I had a text chat session with just me and Rhett Walker. He's a really down-to-earth kind of guy. He wanted me to tell everybody on our radio network hi, including our USO radio network. And he's just having a time of his life. I was telling him about Yellowstone. They're filming Yellowstone, of course, in the Fort Worth area and Granbury, which is, I think, about 40 minutes away from Fort Worth to Granbury. Anyway, they were filming at the stockyards and stuff. And he said, hey, CA, he goes, you tell those people if you know anybody with the production team on Yellowstone to make me be a part of it. He goes, I want to be an extra. I just kind of chuckled at him. I said, all right, Rhett, we'll remember that. Anyway, Rhett Walker on Sunday Morning Praise. What a good old boy he is. Believer.
Small child of weakness. Christmas, and I've seen it melt the heart of stone. I gotta say right now, Jesus, He paid it all. Won't you hear my old sin that left a crimson stain?
Amen. You know what? It would not be the same if we didn't have put some Carmen in there from time to time. My late dear friend Carmen, who passed away way too young and way too early this year. And I still talk to his wife. And, you know, Dana, we appreciate you and we loved your husband. And we're going to continue to carry his legacy on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. That's including Sunday morning praise and other situations that we try to get into. I know I haven't really been doing too much of the Bible teaching, guys. I've been off track. There's been so much going on. News coming in later on. With my floor mats and stuff, it's still going to be coming. We've been having just, our temperatures has been in between 102, 109, having internet trouble, not able to get in on the studio, or just all kinds of different scenarios where Satan tries to self-destruct everything. But luckily, we're able to get the Sunday morning praise in this morning, and I'll be so glad when fall comes and the temperatures get cooler. I'm ready. All right, well, let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, we love you. Oh, Lord, thank you so much. I just pray you be with the ones that are sick. You touch them and heal them with the touch from you. The ones that are going through discouragement, Father God, you just pour favor on them. And Lord, the ones that are looking for jobs still, may the employment come for them and what they're looking for. And we thank you for our health, God. And we thank you so much for you loving us. And we love you, Father God. Be with us, we pray. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people said, amen. All right, guys, this is CA, your on-air personality, on the iHeartRadio Network. That's right, Sunday Morning Praise is going to saddle up and leave Faith Studio 1 from Fort Worth, Texas. Y'all have a great Sunday at church. Talk to you.